Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Bert Show.
Mo and Abby, hypothetical question when it comes to strippers and cheating.
Hey. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Do you consider a lap dance from a stripper cheating if it happens at a bachelor or bachelorette party?
I feel like it's only cheating if the person is not disclosing it. If you're hiding it from me, then yes.
My follow-up question would be, did you enjoy it?
It's only cheating if you enjoyed it.
I feel like if you enjoyed it, then it's cheating. But if you felt very uncomfortable, then I'm okay with it.
All right, here's the next twist. What if it's a lap dance from the sex you are not attracted to? So say you're a heterosexual woman and you get a lap dance from another woman. Is that considered cheating?
Same rules apply for me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it wouldn't, I think because when it's done by somebody that you are attracted to, whether that be a man or a woman, that to me would constitute as kind of like that gray area of cheating. But for me, if a woman gave me a lap dance, it wouldn't do anything for me. So I kind of feel like it's not as bad. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of like, oh, she looks so good. Like, go queen. I give her tip. Get your bag, girl.
All right, so we're going to throw it to our social media producer, Rebecca.
Yep, I'm glad that I have the heterosexuals gathered here today. I got to talk to my straights about this.
Okay.
This is not a question that really comes up a lot for the queer community. Mm-hmm. And admittedly, I do have strippers on the mind sometimes in my downtime, but there's something that happened this past weekend that really opened up a line of debate. My good friend, Anna, dear friend, she's getting married. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Yay! Yes, Anna, yes! and she did something that I think more people who are having bachelorette weekends should consider, and that's she had a staycation bachelorette weekend.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it was iconic. Like, we had this huge house in the middle of the city. We were able to go home on Sunday, 10-minute drive to our own houses, and we did things big in Atlanta. But one of the biggest things on the agenda was hitting up a famous, maybe infamous strip club called the Claremont Lounge.
Mm. So if you are unfamiliar, you know, you have like the iconic strip clubs that get called out in rock songs and also in rap songs and hip hop songs. You have Magic City, you have the Cheetah, but this Claremont Lounge is very infamous in its own right because it's where elderly strippers go.
Yeah, the Claremont Lounge is no Magic City.
No.
For sure.
Not a Cheetah either.
I would say it's kind of a novelty.
Yes.
Somehow I could not believe this, but I was the only person who had ever been there before once we got there. And I was like, I don't know if you guys are really prepared to what we are walking into. So I was really sad because the one super famous stripper who crushes the cans.
Blondie.
She was not there that night.
No,
unfortunately not there.
I think she's taking a step back from the stage more and more. I don't think she performs as much as she used to.
That makes sense. How many times can you do that?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But there were some charming performers. Very charming.
Was Little Bo Peep there?
I don't think I saw her.
Oh, man. I'm not kidding you. This woman had to have at least been in her 70s. And wow. She was dressed as Little Bo Peep.
Look at her.
It was something. It was something.
They did. There was a range of age. It was really interesting because 8 out of 10 strippers had their glasses still on.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was iconic. Just glasses on the floor. But we walked in. Everyone was taking the scene in, and as you do, you pay for a lap dance for the bride.
Yeah.
I think they thought that they were paying for a specific woman, and they got another woman who was very talented, but she looked less like a stripper and more like someone who would very passionately participate in a homeowners association. If that like paints a picture for you. But yeah, $20, and she went right at it and we were loving it. But as we were watching her give my friend the ride of a lifetime, a woman who was in the party mentioned that when she got married, she had told her husband, there are absolutely no strippers allowed at your bachelor party. And so he came back at her and was like, okay, well, there's no strippers allowed at your bachelorette party. And she was like, okay, like, I don't think I wasn't really trying to do that. I don't think there's like the same sort of like thing for girls usually. But it immediately gave me a Carrie Bradshaw moment. Because I couldn't help but wonder. Yeah, love that. Thought about that last night. As you said, if your partner says no strippers are allowed at all at your party, if you show up and your friends purchase you a dance from a same-sex stripper, do they still have the right to get mad at you?
Yeah. I mean, if you said no strippers, a stripper is a stripper.
Yeah.
No matter the gender or sex.
I mean, strippers, I would have questions. I'd be like, they bought you a male stripper? Like, is there anything you want to tell me?
Even if it's like the president of the HOA stripper?
That counts. That qualifies.
Yeah, it qualifies. Nope. A stripper's a stripper, man. So I would need to disclose that, and it's probably going to cause a fight. But I think if you made that rule, it's only right to be able to fess up to what happened.
To be fair, this bride did not have those parameters on her bachelorette party.
Oh, the bride and groom for this, they're total hillbillies. They're trash in the best way, like my favorite way. So there were no such qualms.
This is The Burt Show.